Hey guys, good morning or afternoon or evening, wherever it is you're listening to this and whenever it is you're listening to this. My name is Uzioma and you're welcome to my podcast. First, before I delve into what I wanted to talk about today, I want to say a very, very big thank you to everyone who made my 2021 story, the series that we had the last time, a success. Thank you so much to the guests. Thank you very much to Uzioma Paul. Thank you very much to the listeners. Thank you so much for coming back with your feedback. All of them have been taken and are well appreciated. And we're looking forward to a bigger end of the year series this year, by God's grace. So, right into what I wanted to talk about. I'm trying to make this very quick because I'm actually in the middle of work, but I just thought to stop because obviously today is the 31st of January and an end of the end of the first month of the year, and I just thought it would be very, you know, timely and appropriate for me to send this out, which is why I'm recording this now. So today I want to talk about New Year, New Me, and essentially us stopping for a pulse check. I think, as is typical with a lot of new things, with the new year, a lot of people had so much hopes, high energy, and the truth of the matter is, if you check now in with those people or with a lot of people, myself inclusive, you know, it's like there's energy drops, you know, there's people being just demotivated, and people are like, you know what, it's already the end of January, just moving on, literally forgetting the high energy and just moving on with their year. And I remember a quote that I saw somewhere, or something I read somewhere, that said, if you're doing the same thing that you have been doing for the past couple of, I don't know, years, months, and you're expecting a different result, then something is wrong. Obviously, it's either you're being unrealistic or you're just being plain, you know, silly, because obviously if you have been doing the same thing, you'll be getting the same results, right? So if you want to get different results, then you have to do something different. And I know that we've all, I don't know, Christians, you received prophecy in your church, but the truth of the matter is, you know, you have a role to play. When instructions come, when prophecies come, if you don't align yourself, you know, if you don't apply yourself, those prophecies, you will just be seeing it in the lives of other people are coming to give testimonies and stuff, but your own, you're literally just waiting and sitting and saying, okay, they said that this year is the year that will finally blow. Yes, but how do you blow? How are you applying yourself? Because, for instance, right, if you're saying that this is the year that you're going to get scholarships, or you're going to finally go for graduate school, or you're finally going to get that job, and you don't apply yourself, literally you don't apply for anything, you don't even search, you don't even talk to anybody about your plans, how exactly is this miracle or is this prophecy supposed to come to pass in your life, right? So that's the context of what we're discussing today. And I'll just talk about a few things or tips or points that dropped in my heart when I was ruminating about this this morning. And the first thing I would say is the need to stop and check. I think a lot of us just live lives on autopilot, myself included, and I have recently started teaching myself to stop and think. I remember that when I was a child, actually not when I was a child, but when I was a child, I used to be much more clumsy than I am right now. So I would literally, like, at any given time, I would almost always have injuries on my leg or my arm. I'm always falling off, or just jumping. I just used to be very clumsy. Now I'm so much more better, I guess, but I still get clumsy, you know, sometimes. And whenever I fall like that, as it was when I was a child, I probably just fall and move on. But now, whenever I miss my step, or I hit something on the road, or I'm just not looking, and I just stumble, I check. I'm like, what happened? Why did I stumble? And I move on. But I realize that we just don't apply that in life. Like, when things happen, we literally just tend to move on. We don't stop and check and even say, okay, why did I fall? Or did I even fall? I passed. Why did I pass? You know, I just feel like it's very important for us to, you know, apply ourselves going forward. And as we're applying ourselves, you know, stop and think, stop and reflect. That's how you grow. Like, if you don't stop and reflect, you don't grow. You don't know what you've done that was correct and you should do more. You don't know what you've done that was wrong and you should avoid. So the first thing I would say is the importance to stop and reflect. I think it's something that everyone should, you know, inculcate into their lives in one way or the other, whether it's in, you know, just put it in your calendar. What's your monthly reflections, or weekly reflections, or end of the year reflections, or end of the day reflections? Just a minute or two to just think about, what did I do very well today and what should I do better tomorrow? Do you understand? So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is, there's nothing magical about the new year. I think I've said that before. As you can see, this is the 31st of January, and to be honest, apart from the food and the celebration that happened in the first couple of days of the year, I mean, really, there's nothing magical. So if you want there to be a difference, then you have to apply yourself. That's the second thing. The third thing is, in application of yourself, how do you apply yourself? Every time that I talk to someone or who is looking, you know, for me to mentor them, or I don't speak to them about a career change, or what should I be doing, or they're trying to, I don't know, apply to something, I always tell them, listen, evaluate yourself. Where am I now? And where do I want to be December 31st, 2022? Where am I now and where do I want to be? And how do I get there? So for instance, if, and this thing takes work, to be honest, like whenever I see this, like, it's like Jesus, some people think it's too much to be and they never come back. Literally, where am I now today can be like, okay, yeah, so I'm probably doing your BSc, you are in your final year, and you want to, at the end of the year, be on a fully funded scholarship somewhere outside of a country or somewhere in a different field or in a school that you desire. Now the point is, how do you go from point A to point B? And I'm not just talking about vague saying, okay, I apply. What does that mean to you? Would you check out stuff every 2 days? Would you speak to someone every 2 months? What are those steps? And I think it's very important to have that. And if you've not had an opportunity to do that, you know, before the year started to roll on, I think you might want to stop and actually plan. I think for me, that's one of the things that I was running away from, you know, but I knew that I had to do it, you know, during the festive season and entering into the new year. I knew that it was something that, it was a big frog that I knew I had to swallow, but I did it eventually, and I'm thankful for that. You know, break out your goals and your plans, because if you don't plan, I mean, how do you even know whether you're doing well or you're not doing well? Really, if you don't have goals, how do you know that you're shooting right or you're not even shooting at all? Goals is how, you know, and you know, the Bible says, teach us a lot to number our days that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. If you don't set milestones, if you don't set goals, how do you drive yourself, really? Yeah, so that's the third thing. The fourth thing is, for me, that has been very useful so far. I think that I've had a great year so far, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, like, if you know me up close and personal, I probably would have shared one or two testimonies and how God is helping me this year. And I know those things would not have, you know, happened if I did not move in the direction of those things. You get what I'm saying? So I think for me, one thing that's been very helpful is forming a routine. And I know routines can be boring, routines can be annoying, but routine is how I ensure that a bad morning, or however, waking up on the left or the right or the bottom of the bed or under the bed, does not affect the productivity of my day. So essentially, my routines are very simple, you know, it's very simple, you know, wake up, pray, read my Bible, brushing my teeth, because when I think about going to take my bath in entirety, like going to, you know, freshen up, I can be very discouraged because if it's very cold, I'm just like, please, nobody should stop me. But when I brush my teeth, part of me wakes up. Do you understand? And then maybe it's because I like food. Don't be distracted, Usuma. But yeah, you know, brush my teeth, you know, I don't know, drink a bottle of water, doing one or two things that would be, you know, very useful for me. And you know, I think it's just important to have routines. Me, I have, like, you know, listen to a sermon a day, listen to a podcast a day, read an article a day, and it's small things like this, but I literally have a checklist where I'm taking up of these things. And now it might not look like anything is happening, but I know that I'm a wiser Uzoma now than I was at the start of the year, because I've read this book and I've read that book and I've read this article and I've listened to this sermon, and stuff is building up, and I may not see it, but eventually my decisions will become, you know, wiser as the day goes by, and my life in general begin to, you know, be of better quality. So that's one thing. Another thing is, through all these things, I don't even know how I'm accounting, but I hope you're keeping track with me. Through all these things, learn to stop and smell the flowers. I used to be a Jackie, literally just working and working and working and working and working, but now I'm learning that for you to actually have a different year, or for me to have a different year than I've had, I need to stop and smell the flowers. And this also ties back to the point that I made about reflection. You know, as I'm reflecting, I need to stop, smell the flowers, stop, reward myself, stop, and enjoy life, so that it's not just me running on, oh my God, I have these lofty goals that I must attain at the end of, the year, and so I went through my year working, pursuing my goals, and I forgot to live, or I forgot to enjoy life. So this has included, for me personally, you know, adding fun events to my month, or saying, oh, I want to visit one new city in the UK every month. And for me, that's something that I'm really excited about, and so far so good. I thank God, it's been amazing. So the third thing, or the, I don't know what point this is push yourself a little bit more and apply yourself a little bit more. If I was being honest with myself, I think I said this in my 2021 story some episodes ago, that I said that if I'm very honest with myself, I may have been, you know, quite lazy last year, you know, things that I know that if I just, gave it 2 more hours or 3 more hours or 4 more hours, I would have pushed through and submitted whatever article or submitted whatever paper or applied to yet one other job or applied to another this, or, you know, if I just put in a little bit more. And for me, this year has been a year of a little bit more. Many times when I come back from school and it's really cold, for me the cold is a major problem for me, because I just don't like cold as a person, I don't like it. Pushing myself a little bit more to, you know, go to the gym, just that extra push to drop my laptop and switch clothes and go, it makes a lot of difference. Or that extra push to push through. So I work with this Pomodoro technique, I don't know if that's what it's called, but, you know, work 30 minutes, you know, break for 5 minutes, just that extra push of, I'm not going to pick up my phone until this timer goes off and it's 30 minutes and I've worked exactly for 30 minutes, you know, just life is just about just that extra push. So I hope as you are listening to this, you have the mind to, you know, push yourself extra. What's that thing that you're, you know, tired of? And just push yourself and apply yourself a bit more. One other point is being kinder to yourself. For me, I was having a chat with a friend, a brother, inside joke, yesterday, and, you know, I was saying to him that a lot of times we're very kind people. Typically, I think that I'm a kind person, you know, to people, you know, you're kind, you're loving, you're caring, but when it comes to yourself, you're not as forgiving. Why? You're not as kind, you're not as patient. Like, if it's me and someone offended me, and no, don't worry about it. Like, if you apologize like 2 times, I'm like, what's the issue now? I say you should not worry, and truly and honestly, I let it go. But once it's myself, there's the tendency to keep beating up yourself over and over and over again. Why are we not as kind to ourselves? Why are we not as caring to ourselves? Why are we not as forgiving to ourselves? Why? I don't know. I guess it's a typical human tendency to be harder on yourself than you are on others. And it's something that I'm actively unlearning, and I would encourage for you to do as well. Another thing is, don't worry, 3 more points. I hope you don't. Setting boundaries. Setting boundaries for me has been very important and has helped me so much conserve my energy in the year 2022 so far, and it's something that I actively want to do going forward. I'm going to have a separate podcast by the grace of God and by the mercy of God, where I'll talk about, you know, self-awareness and boundary setting and how it's important in personal leadership and in leadership in your team or whatever it is. Because for me, I will give an example and then move on to the next point. I realized that things, whenever I have any slight inconvenience, when I mean slight inconvenience, literally slight inconvenience, something will just be screaming, oh, so you must spend. So let's just say that my code is broken just a little bit, that just something, yes, it was just, I mean, the code is broken, right? The worst case scenario, sleep and wake up and look at it again. Me, my brain will just start saying, screaming, go and buy something, order food, order this, order cake, as long as you had chocolate cake, go and buy flour, go and buy candle. Since that I typically would buy ice cream, they would, you know, make me feel better for a bit, but then it's not in my budget. It's just, do you understand? So that for me has made me set boundary and say, Uzioma, we're not spending above this, or Uzioma, whenever you're feeling this way, the right response is to sleep and think about it rather than go and splurge or spend your money on something else. Another way of boundary setting can be, you know that, you know, when you relate with a particular person, you know, they bring to you some kind of negative energy or negative vibes, you know, I mean, I don't understand. Set boundaries, live your life happy. Why do you want to be giving somebody else access to make you feel bad all the time? It's not right. And then second to the last point is having the right mindset to work. So like I say in almost all my podcasts, I'm Christian. I think that's public knowledge now. So most of my, you know, mindset and stuff, I try to get from the Bible. And I know that, you know, God expects for us to be excellent. And you would see it in different ways in the Bible. So I always ask myself, if Jesus was doing a PhD, what would it be his approach to work? If Jesus was doing this job, what would be his approach? How excellent would he be? And this is not about, oh, I want to be the top of my class. So if the top of your class is a 70%, should you be a 70%? I want to be a better Uzioma. I want to know that when I'm submitting this paper or when I'm submitting this project, I have given it all there is to give to this project. Or when I'm submitting this job application, I have done everything possible. I've gone through my Grammarly checks. I have done all my checks to ensure that I'm submitting the best possible work that I can submit or the best possible application that I can submit. And having this mindset for me has been very amazing, because now I'm seeing it as, you know, God has given me this opportunity to study at this great school and to do this great work. And I report to him. So I'm not judging myself based on what any other person is doing around me. I'm not judging myself based on what my supervisors told me. I'm judging myself based on the standard of heaven. Like, I'm doing this work to please God. And to be honest, it's been very liberating, because even though I don't come out tops or I'm not selected as best paper of the semester or of the conference, I know that I gave it the best. So I mean, like, according to the person that is marking my script, he said I did well. So it doesn't really matter, I mean, what's going on around. I don't let it get to me. I don't get too discouraged, because the person that is marking my script, according to that person, I've done well, and I've done my work as unto God. And then finally, understanding seasons and accepting God's sovereignty. I left this at the last point because the truth of the matter is there's many, many things that we have planned for ourselves in 2022. Hey, 2022 is the year I finally travel. It's the year I'll finally marry. It's the year I'll finally born twins. It's the year I'll finally buy a Bugatti. That's your calendar, and that's cute, but God has his own calendar. And the truth of the matter is God is sovereign. God is sovereign. And so I think that the most important thing in all of these things is ensuring that, look, I'm just in alignment with God. And the things that, you know, he would have me have this year, I would receive with thanksgiving. But the things that, you know, he may not, you know, have in store for me this year, I don't let it discourage me. So for instance, you may have planned to, you know, go for graduate school, and stuff comes up in your family and your funds are diverted. And look, don't be discouraged. Just understand that as you have your own calendar, that's how God has his own calendar. And be praying and be aware of what, oh, my mom just sent me a message, baby girl, how are you doing today? Oh, cute, I'll call her after this. And then, you know, just have it in mind that, you know, God is sovereign, and, you know, seasons are different. That's just all I'm going to say about that. So in as much as you have these goals, in as much as you're applying yourself, don't beat yourself up if things don't fall in place the way that you thought they would. Understand that there's a God, and that's not you. You are not the God. So I hope that these ramblings and tips and cha-cha-cha and stories have in some way encouraged you. And I would really, really advise for you to take a pulse check, whether on your way back home from work today or during break. Today's 31st of January. Please pause and think. Pause and reflect. How has it been? How do I want it to be going forward? And how can I get from where I am to where I want to be? I hope this has been of, you know, value to you. I hope this has blessed you in one way or the other. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Uzioma once again, and I wish you a happy rest of your day, rest of the night, or rest of the year. At least I think most of us would have a good year, hopefully, if we, you know, apply ourselves, and God be merciful to us. All right, guys, cheers, and, you know, bye-bye.